It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Reports. And coming up, former president of Ghana Association of Banks and Hassan Andani describes Ghana Revenue Authority as a hostile institution, questioning its mode of tax collections. And founder of AB and David Africa, David Owusu-Dorte, advocates a new policy that will make state-owned enterprises run like businesses. Also in this bulletin, in today's Business Journal, we explore the challenges facing plantain farmers as Ghana marks Farmers Day. Details of these and more with me, Hannah Odami. Thank you for staying with us. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. We start with the founder of the Ghana Association of Banks, Alhassan Andani, the former president. Now, he has described the Ghana Revenue Authority as a hostile institution. He has questioned the authority's mode of tax collections. Mr. Andani said the GRA has not been helpful in encouraging businesses to meet their tax obligations. He spoke at the Ghana CEO Presidential Gala Dinner 2024.
There's a reform of the tax, rationalize, just take down some and give, you know, and actually GRA has become a terrorist organization. I know a number of organizations when GRA gets into their space, and it's as if they deliberately do it in order to wriggle people's arms to take money. It's true, Mr. Vice President. Most of your CEOs, when GRA is coming, it's like some terrorists coming. It's supposed to be, you know, you file what you projected to do for the year, and you are paying tax quarterly, and, you know, I pay. And when you come, but, you know, they just come and slap stuff on you. But I think the Vice President is hearing what I'm saying, you know.
Well, speaking of the same program, the founder and senior partner of AB and David Africa, David Owusu-Dorte, underscored the need for state-owned enterprises to run like businesses to make profits.
Next, business is business and must not be treated as politics. And on this call, I recommend that state-owned enterprises be made to run as businesses. I don't belong to the school which believes that government has no business doing business. I believe governments have business doing business, but it must do it as business. The regulatory sector and the politicians regularly interact with businesses and share ideas, and I recommend we have more of such.
That was the senior partner of AB and David Africa, David Owusu-Dorte. Let's move on. An energy strategist, Dr. Yusif Sulemana, has called for more investment in the country's oil fields to boost production and increase petroleum revenue. His advice comes on the back of the Public Interest and Accountability semi-annual report, which showed there has been a 55.6% increase in oil production revenue for the first half of the year. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Sulemana called for strict adherence to the Petroleum Revenue Management Act.
You need to do investment. And this is a time that we require investment to the oil field. So I want to urge the players to consistently make sure that they put the required investment strategically into this field. If you don't do investment, especially the infield drilling, that's what is required now. We need new fields. Even if the new fields are not coming, we need infield drilling, and that requires investment. That's number one. Number two, we need to stick to the directives of PIAC with respect to the PRMA, the Petroleum Revenue Management. It's very important. It's just like the cash flow mechanism we're talking about. Look, even if the revenue is not coming in the quantum that we needed, whatever is coming, there's a formula that you need to distribute to. Stick to that, because there's every reason that formula was gotten, or that formula came out. If you don't stick to that, we're going to have ourselves to blame, especially for the core business, the E&P business. We need to be able to put more investment into that before we can channel more oil into the production basket.
You heard there Dr. Yusif Sulemana. He is an energy strategist. The British High Commissioner to Ghana, Harriet Thompson, has disclosed that a volume of bilateral trade between the UK and Ghana stands at £1.4 billion, with majority resulting in exports from Ghana. She stated that the trade partnership agreement between the two countries has given Ghana access to UK markets with less difficulties. She spoke on the AM show on the Joy News Channel.
Bilateral trade currently stands at around £1.4 billion, and the majority of that is exports from Ghana to the UK. We want to see that grow. We want to see it grow in both directions. There's a trade partnership agreement that should be supporting that growth in bilateral trade. People aren't making as much use of it yet as they could be. It provides for duty-free, quota-free export of everything apart from arms and ammunition from Ghana to the UK, and Ghanaians can import duty-free and quota-free.
You heard the British High Commissioner to Ghana, Harriet Thompson, there. In today's Business Journal, we explore the challenges that's facing plantain farmers as Ghana marks Farmers Day. Now, we know the plantain is one of Ghana's main staples, with about 4.5 7 million metric tons annual production capacity. But the crop has in recent times seen production decline due to poor farming practices and labor challenges. In today's Business Journal, Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku speaks with experts who are introducing farmers to a clean indigenous farming technique to reduce diseases and increase productivity of plantain. Here's
That's John Asamoah, a 50-year-old plantain farmer at Agogo in the Setra district of the Ashanti region. He tells me how he has cultivated his plantain in the past years, but has failed to yield bountiful harvest. Plantains are one of Ghana's mainstay crops used in various local delicacies. The country's annual production of the crop is pegged at about 4.7 million metric tons, with about 85 kilograms per capita consumption. The crop has, however, seen dwindling production capacity recently, owing to various farming challenges.
Most often, when the season starts, because of the prolonged dry season, farmers complain of inadequate planting material for expanding their farms. Besides that, some farmers harvest from their old fields and establish new farms without preparing the material. So they carry a lot of pests, nematodes and weevils to their new farms.
But through a simple and clean cultivation technology, farmers can maximize their yields to enhance their income earnings. John and his fellow farmers are being exposed to these indigenous farming techniques at the Crops Research Institute to end their days of woes in poor harvests.
The pests and diseases that they carry to their own fields, we decided to come out with this technology where you can take one sucker from your own farm, prepare it, bury it in sawdust, then you can generate several from one sucker.
Each plantain mother plant can provide maybe about 10 suckers, but over a period of time, right? But and so that actually also limits the availability of suckers. Depending on how well you do it, you can get at least 10 and up to about 150 seedlings from just one sucker.
Despite these technologies, Ghana's reliance on seasonal rains is a bane to production. Many plantain farms witnessed low production due to the reduced rainfall, primarily fueled by the changing climate. The vegetatively propagated crop sector is one of the horticultural sectors of the agric landscape, which is rarely explored or invested in. Experts in the space are calling for investments and want critical attention paid to the sector.
In case this is not done, then we are going to have difficulty in our food system resilience, as I spoke about. And that will suggest that we are going to have difficulty in keeping our livelihood.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Let me tell you about EcoBank. Now, every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one that you want to remember. That's *770#. Again, *770#. It's the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. All you have to do is dial *770# now for solutions to all your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. And that's it for the Joy Business Report. At one with me, Hannah Odami. You can find more stories when you log on to myjoyonline.com/joybusiness. Game plan is up next.